There's a glow to Arabella Proffer's smile as she adjusts the camera on her end of the call.
You can hear me?
Yeah.
She says this is the first reason she's had to get a little dressed up in weeks.
Like, I was so excited today because I got to, like, actually get dressed and, like, put on makeup and stuff, you know? So I've just been lying in bed watching Real Housewives and, like, barely eating because food sounds disgusting to me.
Proffer was diagnosed last summer with inoperable cancer. When she announced it on her webpage, she wrote, "I don't know what that will mean for my future. It is months, not years." Her artistic journey started years ago as a very young child.
When I was 2, apparently I drew an eye with a landscape in the iris. And my grandfather and my father were like, "Oh, she's a genius and she's going to be an artist." And they kind of decided for me that I was going to be an artist because I think, like, their worst nightmare would be that I would become an accountant or something like that.
As a teenager, Proffer developed an interest in painting portraits with a twist.
I really loved aristocratic, like, portraiture that you see in museums and stuff like that. And so I kind of got this idea of having hair dye and mohawks and spike collars and the leather jacket and all that stuff. If this was the 1500s, that stuff would have cost a lot of money. So if you were an aristocrat or royalty, you probably would do something outrageous like that just to show off, essentially.
But a little over 10 years ago, Proffer's work began to change.
I don't know, it was just one day, just got sick of painting people, so.
No longer were there recognizable faces or bodies. Instead, there were surrealistic landscapes of floating blobs with drips and dark organic tendrils weaving menacing webs. The change happened about the same time that she was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer in her leg.
And it was kind of strange because I had done these shapes and stuff like 4 months before I even knew I had cancer. And then when they show me MRIs and scans, it actually looked exactly like what I'd been painting. So that was a little strange.
But she kept at it, especially after these abstract images started selling.
My mom doesn't like it. She thinks that they're what's making me sick, that I'm like doing these paintings and like it's like somehow psychically making me sick in some way, but I don't feel that way.
After a series of operations, it seemed like she was over the worst of it. But then came the diagnosis that the cancer had come roaring back. She's now been through radiation, chemo, and clinical trials.
Just like being a patient for so long at Cleveland Clinic, when nurses or doctors talk to me, they think I'm a tech or something. Just because I'm very versed in it now, so.
And a visit to the hospital in the time of COVID has brought another level of surrealism to Proffer's life. She describes the empty corridors filled with soothing New Age music as something out of a dystopian novel. But despite all she's been through, she pushes forward with her life and keeps that smile as much as she can. This past year, she published a blog post with some advice.
So yeah, I wrote, "If 2020 has taught us anything, your time is not guaranteed. Go to that gig, that lecture, that exhibition, dinner, party, and go on that date. Don't be a dick and stay home watching TV because you're too lazy and tired from a job you don't like much anyway. I don't care if you're an introvert. Are you going to really say in your life, oh boy, I'm glad I stayed home scrolling through my phone when you could have actually experienced something? Once this virus is gone, leave the damn house."
Some tips about life coming from someone living on the edge of it. David C. Barnett, 90.3 WCPN.